were seven of them to begin with. Seven Americans who belonged to a new breed of pioneer. Their names became household words. Shepherd, Glenn, Carpenter, Slayton, Grissom, Cooper, Shirah. To millions of us, they became sort of friends of the family. We shared their frustrations when there were setbacks. We rejoiced with them in their triumphs. People used to say that when the American frontier disappeared back in 1890, the age of pioneering had come to an end. Now we all know better, thanks to the courage and vision of those seven original astronauts and the thousands of scientists and engineers who joined them in exploring the new frontiers of space. What manner of man makes an astronaut? You could look at the requirements for physical condition, training, experience, and skill, and expect all astronauts to be pretty much alike. Part pilot, part engineer, part explorer, part guinea pig. And so it was, in a way. All of them met the same set of rigid standards. But we soon learned that as men, as human beings, they were no more alike than the next seven men you might pass on the street. Their family backgrounds, their very names, reflected the tremendous diversity of our American heritage. We came to know them as individuals, each with his own hopes and fears, his own dreams and ambitions. Is there a common denominator that can't be listed in a set of specifications? What makes a man willing to face unknown dangers in an alien element and merely consider it doing his duty? The answer, we have learned, is a simple one. We call it patriotism. A love of America that makes an American serviceman willing to sacrifice his life if need be, that makes an astronaut willing to do the same. One of those original seven astronauts, Gus Grissom, has already made that sacrifice. But even that tragedy hasn't dampened the spirit of the other astronauts and hasn't created any shortage of applicants for our country's space program. Our astronauts have given America overwhelming proof that men will still dare to do great deeds, to make any sacrifice, to take any risk in the service of their beloved country. This is Jack Henry.
The Navy Recruiting Service has presented one of a series of vignettes from the lives of great Americans. Portraits in Patriotism is presented as a public service to remind us all of our rich national heritage. This is Bill Neal speaking.